This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
And this is Mike Lewis in for John Register. Welcome to the Tactical Advantage. We have a great show for you today because Jay Cimino, the founder of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and CEO and president of Phil Long Dealerships and a veteran himself, is going to be our guest as Mount Carmel is just celebrating 5 years of serving the Colorado Springs and greater community. Bob McLaughlin, executive director, will be with us along with Rich Lewis from Medicare Mentors and Sean Sindler. So get ready for some great information that's coming your way in just a couple of moments. And of course, we want to give a big thank you to Mount Carmel and the sponsors that make this program possible: Medicare Mentors, Star Dental Institute, and the Wirenut Home Services. Thank you again for sponsoring Tactical Advantage. You can reach out to Mount Carmel by calling 719-772-7000. They're located at 530 Communication Circle, west side of Colorado Springs off 8th Street. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And go to veteranscenter.org if you'd like to learn more. Let's go ahead and get things started today. Mike Lewis filling in for John Register, and I am so excited about our first guest for our first segment, Bob McLaughlin. He is with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and the founder. It's his vision. It's his dream. Jay Cimino. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Michael.
Good to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
Jay, Mount Carmel would not exist, I think it's fair to say, at least in its current configuration, without you and your dream and your vision. Tell us about why you wanted to get Mount Carmel going. What was going through your mind?
Well, what was going through my mind was a lot of things, but I am too a veteran. And I recall when I was in boot camp, my father died, and I was rushed, had to get home. And it was through the assistance of the USO and other agencies that helped me get there and back. At any rate, it was a traumatic experience at 18 years old to realize that as a soldier, as a Marine, that there were people that could help you, especially when you were in dire need. And at 18, when I had a father who was my mentor, not only my father, but also my best friend, to pass away at that age, it was really dramatic, and I had help. And so I was in the Marines for a total of 8 years, 6 years a reserve, and 2 years active, and got out. And from the time I started my career, I always had a strong feeling about veterans, about military, and about how much what the sacrifice has always been to be either a soldier or a Marine or whatever. And but I continued on my career until at a point, we kept getting more and more involved with the Army, with working with the Army and with working with the community. And I found a great need, not just for veterans, but for the community. And so, I was involved in other things as well, including homeless and feeding the poor, et cetera. But then at some point, probably 15 years ago, I began turning my attention more towards the veterans. I realized then that in the military, you have a purpose and you have a mission and you work on that each and every day. But once you get out, sometimes that's lost. The stripes are no longer there. The gold bars aren't there. You're just a person anymore. And I found that a lot of people just fell through the cracks. And even though there were, I think over 200 nonprofits that in one way or another helped the veterans, it was fragmented. And I thought, how can we help the veterans, full service? I didn't know how that could happen. But during that period of time, we were building a Mount Carmel Health and Wellness in Trinidad. And I was fortunate enough while building that I met Bob McLaughlin. And Bob was building the Resilience Center at Fort Carson. And so we were actually working parallel. I'm working at Health and Wellness in Trinidad, and he's building a Resilience Center in Colorado Springs. And I thought, wow, and Bob's a great leader. I could see that because we worked together on other projects as well. And I thought to myself, if there was a way that Bob could, when he retired, if he could help the veterans, it'd be really neat. We could work together. So I encouraged him to retire.
Okay.
And I remember one day I asked him, I says, Bob, what are you going to do when you grow up? knowing that he was about ready to either retire or get his one star. He was a full colonel at the time. And so anyway, that conversation grew to the point where at some point he decided to retire, and we decided to put something together, and we knew not how that was going to be. What we did know is we had to be a full service to the veterans. We couldn't be a kind of a veteran service center that was fragmented. So one of the things I knew, is that I felt that if we could have partners, because everything I've ever done in both business and helping the community is with partners. And if we can form a organization that built it through partnerships, we can do it. And thus, Mount Carmel was founded. And Bob was and is the co-architect of all of this, and my hero for what he's been doing for all of our veterans in Southern Colorado.
Well, it takes great leadership to make an organization move, and it sounds like you're very happy with what Bob has done so far, as you're just now celebrating 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
The dream has been longer than five, but it's been 5 years since we've been open.
And Jay, if you look back over those past 5 years, has what Mount Carmel been able to accomplish exceeded or met your expectations or exceeded?
Really, Michael, it's more than just exceeded. It's impressive, and I get inspired each and every time I'm in a meeting by what they do and the people that work there and the dedication and love they have for what they do. It's inspiring, and it's more than exceeding. Doesn't even get close to meeting my emotional feeling.
You kind of touched on it, but I did want to go back to the history when this was a dream of yours. Why did you choose the name Mount Carmel?
Well, we were building. Remember, I mentioned earlier that mm-hmm. we were building Mount Carmel Health and Wellness in Trinidad, and I was baptized in a Catholic church. It was Mount Carmel Catholic Church. My parents. And I mean, we grew up in that parish. And so Mount Carmel was very special to me. And that's one of the reasons why we took an old church that was ready to, and parts of it had caved in, and rebuilt that to become a health and wellness center. So the name Mount Carmel became near and dear. It always had been, but it became more near and dear. And I felt that it could even help us through helping the community, helping the veteran community.
Well, I appreciate knowing the background. That's wonderful to know. And Bob, as you are celebrating 5 years, just recently the anniversary, how are you feeling about the entire organization?
Oh, it's amazing. The bringing a team together, bringing partners together, having a place where we're living our mantra, beacon of support every day, you know, especially going through 2020 and making sure that we're up and serving military members, veterans, and their families. It's, you know, it's kind of a labor of love, quite literally, for me personally, to be able to do this. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. When Jay encouraged me to retire, it was kind of a funny conversation. I worked for a lot of generals, and I inherited another one in a civilian uniform. And so he literally said to me, "Colonel, it's time. What are you going to do? Let's do it." And I went home. I talked to my wife, and she absolutely agreed. And it started in December of 13, and that was history. I retired shortly thereafter, was in Colorado Springs, and I'm June of 14, transitioning out of the Army. And the day I transitioned out of the Army, August 12th, which is coming up, 2014, I reported to Jay in his office and started delivering on his vision.
I like how you say you reported.
Yes.
A little military there. You know what? As I listened to the stories over the years of what Mount Carmel has done, the phrase, "this is work that matters," comes to mind. This isn't just going and doing a job. This is work that matters, changing lives, helping people. That's got to be inspiring.
Absolutely. For me personally, every day that when we talk to people or partners, it's about a hand up, not a hand out. Our veterans, and you know, you guys are both vets, and you understand what makes 1% of our nation answer the call. And they're all successful at one point in their lives. And if they hit a challenge, and Jay mentioned the transition, we want to make sure that purpose continues in their life. And we're there to help them do it.
Of course, would you like to say something about all the partners? Because I know you could not do the good work you're doing without You've got a lot of people from the community coming together to help.
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to thank our partners recently at a little celebration at Mount Carmel. There's over 100 of them that are involved either in working and operating in the building, doing office hours or programs in the building, and then associate partners that are in the community. You know, they're partnered with us on employment. They're partnered with us on supportive services. They're partnered with us on behavioral health, all critical components of transition. Just to say thank you to them, it's an amazing journey to watch what happens when people come together to make sure you're helping others.
Jay, I know you know this from your career and also just working in this community, Colorado Springs being the home to so many military bases. What a wonderful place to put an organization like Mount Carmel. Military members, when they leave active duty, they bring a lot to the table as far as when they go to an employer, a civilian employer, don't they? And you are a successful civilian employer.
Absolutely.
And you've seen what military can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, some of my most key employees are veterans. Veterans have a purpose. It seemed like as a child, maybe as a kid, they learned that purpose from their parents in high school and college, and then the military. And so when we, as an employer, are able to hire them, so many of them are so good as employees.
Well, Jay, as you look ahead, we've got 5 years now behind us, many, many, many more to come. Do you have, are there other areas that you're looking at to expanding or to growing? What is your vision now going forward?
Well, thank you for the asking, Michael. Our overall vision initially was to be able to serve the state of Colorado. And we started in Colorado Springs. There is no town like Colorado Springs. I don't think that we could have had what we've got in any other city, in other words, starting the way we did, except for the fact that it's Colorado Springs. But having done that, we're ready to grow. As a matter of fact, we are, our next Mount Carmel Health and Wellness will be in Pueblo. And we have already got a small one in Trinidad. We expect to grow in Denver and on the Western Slope too. In other words, we really want to serve the state of Colorado. And the growth may be slow, but everything, you know, we do, you know, it's not like two steps forward, one back. Mm-hmm. We take two steps forward. We're ready for the next two.
That's
and
terrific.
That may take a little while, but we're growing. And like Bob and I have agreed on from day one, that Mount Carmel would be built out of hard work, best practices, that would be the mantra. That we would, that if we couldn't deliver always, and that's a moving target, the best practices, then we don't deserve to be trying to help people. Because you can try to help people not having that dedication and hurt them. We don't ever want to do that. Our mission, our purpose is to help people.
Bob, this first 5 years, as you look back, can you give us just roughly an idea of how many veterans you've helped over the years?
So through the doors, two things are important is we've had about 60,000 heartbeats. Some people have come for repeat or multiple services, probably over 11,000 unique clients. But I think one of the most important things for me personally is from March 2020 to March 2021, we had about 25,000 plus heartbeats through the door. So Mr. Cimino right up front said, continue to do what you do. Make sure the governor gives you an exemption to serve. Make sure you're safe. With that many people coming through the door during that intense year, we had 5 cases of COVID. We made sure that we were safe and serving people that needed to not isolate and get direct service. So I'm proud of that specifically, to be able to do that. And then we'll continue to grow. Every year, we probably add an additional 2,000 to 3,000 to unique clients. And we're just planning this year to grow even more. And Jay always says, the more people you help, the more people will support you. And it's true.
And I'm sure you're getting a lot of support from the active duty community too, aren't you? With the major installations that we have in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region.
Sure. I mean, having been on the on Fort Carson looking into the community, the leadership there sees the value of these public-private partnerships, mm-hmm. especially in this community. And I'm actually connected nationwide to to other service providing organizations. And basically, they're looking to us as a best practice. I've done virtual board tours of Mount Carmel to organizations across the country, and they're impressed about two things: the best practices, the focus, and the partnerships, and being in this community.
Jay, any final thoughts that you'd like to express to everyone that's listening as you just celebrated 5 years? And by the way, it's great. You know, City of Colorado Springs just had their 150th anniversary. Mount Carmel, 5 years, and many, many more to come. Any final parting thoughts?
Well, as we were looking into this, there is nothing big that you can ever do without getting all the information you can before you do it, because no one wants to fail. No one. I mean, we all are on, we at least try to win on everything we do. So in that regard, when we were trying to attempt to get that information, how to do it, mm-hmm. We were, Bob and I both, were met with people who were, you know, brilliant people who knew the veterans, who were in, practiced in one form or another, helping nonprofits such as what we now have, said, you can't do it. This can't be done. And they gave, and one example that was given, both Bob and I, was when an attempt was made to help a soldier and his family. They ended up in a car, living in a car. And this person that had told us that went into tears. Because even in trying to making the attempt to help them, they actually hurt them. And so one thing we did not want to do, if we were going to do this, we were going to help people. And that's why we put so much emphasis on best practices, that we can't provide the best practice for these veterans who really deserved it, who really deserved it, then we're not going to do it at all. And that's the one reason, the major reason, we thought we could do it with partners, not alone, but with partners. And when you really think about it, Michael, how many organizations in the state of Colorado or anywhere have 100 partners, dedicated partners? We're not talking about employees. We're talking about partners, people who want to help. That's what Bob McLaughlin and Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center has accomplished in this 5 years.
And what you said, you were told it couldn't be done. And it's like, I've heard it said before, don't tell me how you can't do it. Tell me how you can.
Yeah. Michael, as far as this subject is concerned, we really wish to expand our arm to the entire state of Colorado. Now, there are about 400,000 veterans in the state of Colorado. We're not reaching 400,000 right now, but our overall vision is to try to attempt to be an assistance in one form or another to all of the veterans in the state of Colorado.
Outstanding. And you're right. Veterans live in all parts of our country, in all parts of Colorado, just not in Colorado Springs.
Yes. Yeah. We haven't decided that we want to take on the nation yet.
Understand. But you've got great leadership in Mr. McLaughlin, retired Colonel McLaughlin, if you decide to go that way, yes. Well, gentlemen, a pleasure to have you here. It was great that I was able to fill in for John, because I admire everything that Mount Carmel's done as a veteran myself. You're doing great work in the community, and we want to get the word out, because it's important for folks to know that this exists, but you can't help them if they don't know the help's there. Well, gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Bob, we'll see you again soon. Jay, good to see you again, and congratulations on over 5 years.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more in just a couple of moments. Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis, covering for John Register.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. StarDentalSprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And moving on to our next segment on Tactical Advantage, Mike Lewis in for John Register. I'd like to welcome in Rich Lewis with Medicare Mentors, a partner organization with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Rich, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you too, Mike.
Terrific. By the way, you also understand what veterans go through because you are a veteran.
Absolutely.
Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, I understand.
Correct.
What did you do in the Army, just real quick?
So I started out as a chemical defense officer, so taught people how to wear all those uncomfortable uniforms to protect them from chemicals. And then the last 12 years of my career, I was an Army space operations officer, so I helped the Army understand what space had and how to leverage it and use it to their benefit.
And now we have a Space Force in the United States.
Absolutely. If I would have stayed in, I probably would have been in the Space Force.
All right. Terrific. Well, again, thanks for your service and for what you're doing right now. Before we have some specific questions about you and Mount Carmel, what does Medicare Mentors do?
Absolutely. So Medicare Mentors, we are a Medicare health insurance brokerage, and we have a team of over 20 brokers here in the Colorado Springs area and now throughout the country who help people understand what Medicare is, all of their benefits, all of the options that they have. So our first and foremost priority is to educate people on Medicare, and then we can help facilitate whatever decision works best for them because we are licensed insurance brokers. So our passion is education and advocacy, helping people know what they have and then advocating for them when they run into issues.
And if you are a veteran or retired member, you've got to look at it a little bit differently because TRICARE comes into play and you need to know what you're dealing with. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, that's how I got into this line of work is that my parents were very confused with how Medicare worked with their TRICARE for Life benefits. And as a result, they made some choices that cost them well over $30,000 over a period of 10 years because they just didn't understand what Medicare would pay for, what TRICARE would pay for. That experience motivated me to go into this field because Medicare by itself is confusing. We call it the Medicare maze. You layer on TRICARE for Life or you layer on VA healthcare or CHAMP VA, it becomes even more complex. So we try to simplify it for people and walk them through it.
Well, Medicare Mentors has been a partner organization for Mount Carmel since the beginning. And just Mount Carmel, as we just mentioned in the previous segment, celebrating a five-year anniversary recently, and that's terrific. Please describe the impact your relationship with Mount Carmel has made on the veteran community.
Absolutely. Well, we're proud to be partnered with them and co-branded. And we actually started working with Mount Carmel 4 years ago. So we're a year behind when they began. And what we have been able to do over these 4 years really financially is incredible because of the partnership and the outreach that Mount Carmel has with the veteran community and our ability to work with them in that we've been able to help veterans in this community gain over $1 million worth of additional benefits through their Medicare benefits. And also help people who had made some really bad choices with Medicare out of not understanding their options, helping them correct those and get into a place where, at least on the healthcare side of things, they're made whole and they're able to access the care that they need. So the social impact of this partnership between Medicare Mentors and Mount Carmel has been incredible here in Colorado Springs.
Now, Medicare kicks in when you turn 65, is that correct?
That is correct. So for most people, it's when you turn 65. But with a lot of our veteran community and even the community at large, if you are on Social Security disability, you also become eligible for Medicare after having that for 24 months. So we have a lot of veterans who are being medically retired from the service. And because of their injuries, they are being placed on Social Security disability. So I have a client who is in his 20s, and he has TRICARE for Life because he became qualified for Medicare, and he also has TRICARE. So the age range spans, but most people are 65 and above.
And let's go back to the reason I was going to ask you the question about being 65, and I understand about the other issues that can bring that in earlier.
Sure.
how long before a person turns 65 should they start thinking about looking at and understanding the choices when Medicare begins?
Great question. I recommend that people start talking to us about 6 months before they become eligible for Medicare, either turning 65 or otherwise. 6 months gives us time to help them apply for their Medicare Part B if they need to, and also help begin that education process, because like everything in this time, COVID has messed up a lot of things. So we're finding that there are things that take a little bit longer than they used to. So coming to us 6 months out, we can help you get set up so that everything is seamless when it comes time for you to turn 65.
Now, I've had people tell me this, but I want to get it from you who know the facts. Make sure this isn't just something I heard. That when you make some choices, sometimes you can't go undo them when you go into the Medicare. If you choose certain things, it's like it's a one-time choice. Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily. So the nice thing with Medicare is that you have what you call the annual enrollment period every year from October 15th to December 7th, okay, where you can make some changes. But you're correct in that if you are eligible for Medicare and you decline it, unless you have other creditable coverage or some other circumstance, you could face a penalty for having made a choice at that time for the rest of your life. So we really encourage people to come in early so that they understand all their options and avoid any kind of penalties. And then, like you said, get off on the right foot. We can always adjust as life circumstances change, but starting on Medicare properly, and properly is different for every individual, starting off on Medicare properly is our passion. And then we commit to advocate for you for the rest of your Medicare life. So as life circumstances change, we're there to change things with you.
What are the costs, if there are any? And again, just asking a question so we all learn as we're listening to you, Rich, when you go into Medicare, are you paying anything out of pocket?
Absolutely. So there is a Medicare Part B premium, and that changes from year to year. So that right now is around $150 a month is your Medicare Part B premium. And that can go up or down depending on your income. So we'll help people understand what their Medicare Part B premium is. And then depending on the Medicare options that they choose, if they choose a Medicare Advantage plan, most of the time there is a $0 premium for that. If they choose a Medicare supplement option, there is a monthly premium for that. So we help people figure out which one would work best for them as far as their health care and then also as far as their finances. Our services are at absolutely no cost. We provide this service for our clients at no cost, and then we're compensated by the insurance companies for helping people navigate through this.
Well, that's good news if someone wants to reach out to you, but they're afraid that they may not have the funds, maybe, you know, because COVID has really impacted people negatively in a lot of situations. They can still reach you and get the help they need.
They sure can. And we are flexible in how they can engage with us. We can do things over Zoom, over the phone, or in person. So regardless of your circumstance and your level of comfort, we can serve you.
Now, we understand that there's an exciting event coming up at Mount Carmel Saturday, August 28th. Can you please tell us about that?
Absolutely. We're really excited about this. We actually tried to do this last year in the fall, and COVID got the best of us. But this year, we're really excited for the 28th of August from 10 to 2 at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We're going to have a health and wellness fair, and it's for people 50 years old and greater. And it is going to be an opportunity for you to engage with Optum Medical Group, who we're partnered with, to learn about all of the services that they provide here in the community, and also several other partner organizations, people who can help with long-term care insurance, estate planning, which, boy, is so important. Home health care, long-term care insurance, and... physical therapy. A lot of different partners are going to be there. We're going to have some food trucks out there. It's going to be a real festive time for people to get together and learn more about their health and wellness.
That's terrific. What are the hours going to be on Saturday, August 28th again?
Saturday, August 28th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And if you need more information, you can go to our website, which is MedicareMentorsLLC.com, or you can email us at MedicareMentorsLLC@gmail.com.
And for the benefit of those folks who may not know where Mount Carmel is located, they are at 530 Communication Circle. That's off 8th Street, so it's on the west side of Colorado Springs.
Exactly.
And we will pass along the contact number for you. We'll give this again, but it's 719-772-7000 if you want to give Mount Carmel a call. Well, as you look back at the impact that you've made looking at the working with Mount Carmel and the veterans that have come to you through Mount Carmel, what are your thoughts?
Our thoughts are that we're just scratching the surface. There are so many veterans out in our community who do not know not only all the services that Mount Carmel provides, but there are so many veterans out there who are eligible for Medicare who have no idea of what the benefits and the options are. So I feel like our work is just beginning. You know, we've been at this with Mount Carmel for 4 years. Mount Carmel has been at it for 5 years. And I think both organizations feel like, wow, there is so much more that we can do. And we're excited and motivated by that.
Rich, we have a big audience that listens to this program, and some people may not have the military connection. They may not be a veteran, but they can still reach out to you as far as the Medicare piece. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We serve the entire community. So regardless of whether you're a veteran or not, we are here to serve you. The Health and Wellness Fair is open to the entire community. So we have a passion for everyone who has Medicare. Our team is made up of a lot of veterans, so we have the skill and the understanding, and we even speak the same language as our fellow veterans. So that is a special segment of the population that we're really passionate about, but we serve the entire Medicare population.
I think back to the time growing up as the son of a Air Force pilot and then being in the military myself, when someone is in the military and they need to go to see a doctor, they just go to the doctor, and that's the end of it. There's no cost. If you need referrals, you go, and it's all taken care of. That changes when, especially if you don't retire, when you separate from the military. The world of healthcare is a different, shall we say, environment than it is when you're active duty.
It absolutely is. You know, I never learned what health insurance was, because from the day I was born, at the Air Force Academy. So literally from the day I was born, I was in the military healthcare system. And then I retired, and all of a sudden I had choices, and I started talking to people about this. I realized that I didn't have the vocabulary or the background that a lot of my peers had, because they had been in the civilian healthcare system all of their lives. So as a fellow veteran helping other veterans who are in that same situation, it really is special. And we take it as a privilege that we can do that and help translate things for those of us who've grown up in the military healthcare system.
Yeah, so it is a big, it's a big step, and it's good that you're there to help them navigate this and make good choices and do it with the knowledge that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have an office in Mount Carmel, is that correct?
We do. We have a table set up right as you walk into Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center that is manned by one of our Medicare health insurance brokers. And so you can just walk in, or like you said, you can call Mount Carmel to set up an appointment, or you can call us at 719-886-3377, and we can connect you to a broker who could help you.
Terrific. Well, Rich, first of all, I do want to say thank you for working with the veterans. That's great. And also, you are a sponsor. You sponsor Tactical Advantage that makes this program go. So Medicare Mentors, a big thank you for that. We do appreciate that.
Well, it is an honor to sponsor such a great radio program that I think is serving the community in a unique and very special way. And it's just something that I think we are passionate about, is giving, and we've received a lot, and we feel it's our obligation to give back and support the community.
Final question that I have for you in this segment, Rich, is you see what Mount Carmel does as an organization, just not your piece with Medicare Mentors. What are your thoughts to someone that's on active duty right now, maybe a veteran or someone's getting ready to detach, what Mount Carmel can offer? How would you encourage them to go visit Mount Carmel?
100% encourage people to enter into Mount Carmel. You walk through the doors, maybe thinking about one particular issue or need that you have, but then what you realize is that there are so many other services that are available, either directly through their core services at Mount Carmel or through their partners, that you find a one-stop shop that meets all of your needs. We deal with people coming in with Medicare, and then we discover, boy, they don't have their VA disability in order, so we can refer them to there, or they may be dealing with some mental health issues. We can refer them to there. Regardless of why you go into Mount Carmel, what you find is that there are so many other things that they can do for you. So I encourage you to walk in those doors and start the conversation, and you will be amazed at all the things that you can have available to you right there.
And most of the services that Mount Carmel offers there's no cost.
Absolutely. And that's a wonderful thing. And what I also see is that people come in there, they get the help that they need, and guess what? They become motivated to turn around and start to serve the community in incredible ways as well.
Rich Lewis, I appreciate your time. Medicare Mentors, one more time, please tell folks how they can reach you.
Absolutely. So you can go to our email, which is medicarementorsllc@gmail.com, or our website, medicarementorsllc.com.
All right. It was a pleasure meeting you. Maybe we'll see you again soon.
I look forward to it, Mike.
Thank you. Mike Lewis in for John Register. Tactical Advantage continues in a moment.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And this is Mike Lewis covering for John Register on Tactical Advantage. It's our pleasure to welcome in our next guest, Sean Sindler, 20-year military veteran, retired major. You were the United States Air Force. Sean, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell me, what did you do in the Air Force, please?
Yes. So I started out as a communications technician. I did 9 years of that, a lot of cable network hardware and software with computers. And then when I got my bachelor's degree, I then went into OTS. And so the second half of my career as an officer was air battle manager. So flying AWACS and CRCs and doing air operations, sir.
Well, thank you. And I've got to ask you, because this is a fun fact on Sean, you speak Korean and German. How did you manage to get those skills?
Yes, sir. So I was fortunate with the Air Force to be stationed in Korea 3 times and in Germany 2x. And so the first time I was stationed in both, I said, hey, I want to learn the language. I want to learn the culture. And so I was able to take college classes both times and got a certificates and associates in both German studies and Korean studies. My bachelor's is in Asian studies.
Terrific. And you're training for a marathon, I understand?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done 3 half marathons so far, and I really want to do a sort of a life goal is to get a marathon under my belt.
All right, terrific. Well, speaking of life goals, I understand you're working in your wish list, in your bucket list, if you were. Maybe you want to be an Air Force Junior ROTC instructor.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I love my time in the Air Force. Absolutely a fantastic experience. And I'd like to be able to share that with high school students. I also want my first job when I left the Air Force was to be a middle school science teacher here in Colorado Springs. But I realized that wasn't quite the right fit. And I think Air Force Junior ROTC is going to be the right fit of the passion for educating and also still maintaining my Air Force history and experience and being able to share that.
Do you plan to stay in the Colorado Springs area?
Yes, sir. Ideally, Colorado Springs or Denver. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and transition to Mount Carmel, because Mount Carmel is part of why we talk about, you know, tactical advantage and Mount Carmel go hand in hand. And I'd like to ask you, what has your experience been with Mount Carmel? What have they done for you?
Yes, sir. They've done a tremendous amount, I must say. Even when I was still on active duty, I went in one time for free legal advice. They brought in lawyers once a month or something like that, to and that was very helpful. And then after I got out and I pursued my teaching career and that didn't turn out the way I intended it, then I went back into Mount Carmel and realized that they have a lot more to offer. And so they signed me up for Prep Connect 360, which is an amazing, amazing course. And I did that in March of 2020. And that helped me get my next job that I had. And then I actually, after that one, because the location wasn't perfect, I ended up leaving that. And I did Prep Connect 360 again just a few weeks ago in July of 2021. And that really helped crystallize in my mind that Air Force Junior ROTC is the next best step for me.
So it sounds like Mount Carmel has really helped you step out of active duty. And that is a totally different world than when you walk into the civilian community.
Absolutely. Very well said, sir. Yes. They've helped me understand this process of transitioning from active duty to civilian and figuring out it's not just about getting a job, but it's about getting the right job for you. And so it's a lot of introspection that we go through in that class, the Prep Connect 360. It's also about how to deal with interviews, how to negotiate salaries, how to network with other people in the community. In fact, they host also a breakfast every Tuesday morning at the IHOP on Stetson Hills and Powers at 7 a.m. And I've been to that many times. And through that, you just meet people who want to hear your story and want to help you out. And that's been tremendous for me.
Also, you learn about resources. Is that correct? Because veterans and people coming off active duty, there are resources out there to help, but you can't get the help if you don't know it exists.
Exactly. Exactly. They have mental health services, which my daughter currently attends mental health counseling there. And I also, I mean, that was the reason I left the Air Force was for depression myself. So I very much understand the importance of mental health counseling, not just for veterans, but really for everyone. And yeah, so that they've helped there. I've also done expressive writing courses there. I've done yoga there at Mount Carmel. I mean, there's just so much stuff there. And the best way to know about it is to really go in and just have an open mind and say, hey, what's here?
So it sounds like you would highly recommend Mount Carmel if someone's getting ready to get off active duty, retiring, and they even help spouses too.
Absolutely. In fact, both of the times I was in the Prep Connect 360 class, there were military spouses who were attending because they wanted to enter the job market, and they got just as much out of it as the military members were getting out of that class.
You know, and you know this, Major, from your time in the service, but military spouses sometimes have a unique issue they deal with in their career because members in the military get transferred a lot over the a typical career. You're moving every 2 to 3 years,
yes,
roughly.
Sir.
So
yes,
the spouse sir. Starts a job and has to stop. Starts
Absolutely.
A job, has to stop. Starts a job, has to stop. So that's unique.
And not just jobs, but also education. When I was stationed at Tinker Air Force Base about 10 years ago, my wife at the time was trying to attend nursing school, but she wasn't able to finish it because we PCS before she could finish. And so not finishing that degree at that time has, you know, impacted her ability to work as a nurse.
Sure. And that's where Mount Carmel can help. And they have great resources to help the spouses get jobs as well as the member of the military.
Absolutely. 100% agree, sir.
Well, do you have anything special about your military story or transition that you'd like to share that'll help people relate to their story and, you know, their future as they look at what's next for them?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, everyone's transition story, everyone's military story is unique. But I think one thing that I like to share about my story is that I had a very successful career, very successful family life up until about the 17, 18 year mark. And then all of a sudden I started to have a deluge of problems, and I hadn't experienced that before. And so I started really dealing with negative thoughts and suicidal thoughts. And fortunately I was able to get assistance at that time, but that forced my career to, you know, terminate earlier than I had planned via medical board. But I found that honestly, that I used to look at that in a negative light when I was on active duty and trying to fight the board to stay in. But now that I'm out, I realize that was amazing because I was able to grow as an individual and as a person through that experience of being down at the lowest point of my life, through the help that I got while on active duty, but also from Mount Carmel. It's just an attitude of complete, we are there to learn your story and to help you in ways that you don't even know. And so you just share your story, and they know what those resources that you mentioned earlier are, and they know where to help you go next. Yeah, that's one thing I just want to share is that, hey, I am a retired major, but everything wasn't beautiful in my career. I also had troubled times. So other people who might be having troubled times, either on active duty now or maybe they've already left service, things will get better.
Thank you for sharing that, Sean.
Yes, sir.
That you sharing, you may be helping someone that's listening right now that has some kind of a similar issue. And I think it's fair to say that it's getting better, I think. But there has been a stigma associated with mental health issues and other problems of bringing it forward when it comes to the military, because sometimes, like you said, you have to fight a board or something.
Yes, sir.
Are they going to want to discharge you?
Absolutely. When I was dealing with all these negative thoughts and suicidal thoughts, I didn't seek help because I knew that, hey, what if my clearance gets pulled? What if I, what if now I can't get promoted and all these other things because of that stigma that you referenced, sir. And so, honestly, I wasn't happy to be going through that process at the time, but looking back on it now, I can say that I'm glad that I did go through the process. I'm glad that I got the help that I needed, because obviously, if the suicide was successful, then, there would be no rest of the Sean Sindler story.
We're glad that you're sitting here with us today and, again, sharing. Why did you choose to stay in Colorado Springs when you retired?
Yes, sir. Great question. When I got here, my kids were in elementary, fifth and sixth grades. And so for 2 years, I was fighting the med board here at Peterson Air Force Base. And by that time, they had gotten to know this local area, and I had, because they had been to several different elementary and middle schools up to that point through PCSs, I said, hey, wherever they start high school, I want them to be able to finish that high school. And so we were fortunate to be able to stay here in the Springs and give them some stability where they have friends that they've met now and they don't have to say goodbye.
And we talked about that the military, you move a lot. So when you're a child of a military member, and I can speak out of firsthand experience, you move a lot.
Yes, sir.
Every couple of years, my dad was getting restationed, and I have no idea the people that I went to first and second grade with where they are now, because that was a long time ago and a lot of moves ago.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, my son was born in Germany, then my daughter was born in Korea, and then we moved from there to Florida, then to Oklahoma, then to Korea, then back to Germany, then to Colorado Springs. And it's just at the end of those 20 years when I was retiring, it's like, where do we go next? My wife wanted to go back to Germany. My son wanted to go back to Oklahoma. My daughter wanted to go to stay in Colorado Springs. And I was kind of up for anything, but I'm glad that we decided as a family to stay in Colorado Springs.
Well, Colorado Springs is a great community. It's also special for retired military because of all the active duty installations that are here.
Yes, sir. And because of this amazing team of people at Mount Carmel and, mm-hmm. and other veteran service organizations here that, like I mentioned, that Tuesday morning breakfast where you have veterans who've been out in the community and they know of jobs, and they've been out for 20 plus years, and veterans who are currently serving or just recently got out and are looking for jobs. And it just, You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that they have that in other cities, but I know they have it here, and it's amazing.
Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you. Any special messages you have, Sean, that you'd like to pass along to veterans who are listening right now?
Yes. Number one, it's okay to realize that you don't know it all. It's okay to say, I need help, whether that be mental health or just simply like with transition. Like, don't, if you're thinking that you already have everything figured out and you're not out yet, you probably don't. I thought I did, and that didn't work out. So I just want to say, hey, just be open to advice. Ask people who've been out, go to Mount Carmel, talk about, you know, come to the Tuesday morning breakfast, do the Prep Connect 360 class, and learn more about yourself and what the next best step should be.
And where's that meeting again on at the IHOP? Which IHOP again?
Oh, yeah, that's the IHOP on Stetson Hills and Powers. It's 7 a.m. every Tuesday morning.
All right, now let's go ahead and look at the other end of the age spectrum. Young people who may be listening, they're thinking about the military. And we know it's a very small percentage of the population in the U.S. serve in our nation's military. What message do you have for someone who's thinking about a career going in, whether it be Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard?
Oh, great question. I do get asked that. And I think that the military is certainly not right for everyone. And it's okay that not everyone wants to volunteer, that it should be a volunteer force. But the advantages you get from it are just limitless, honestly, in my opinion. Number one, you have a guaranteed job with a paycheck, and they're going to train you for a skill. And you're going to get a GI Bill that you can go to education when you get out. You don't have to go into it thinking, hey, I've got to do 20-year career. You can do 4, 6 years, 10 years, whatever. Also, Guard and Reserve, those are excellent options where you can maintain a civilian presence and not have to be moving around every few years like on active duty. So I think there's a tremendous number of advantages of military service. And like I say, it's not going to be for everybody, but whether you join Army, Air Force, Space Force now, there you can have a positive experience. And just sort of, you'll see once you get in, whether you know, how amazing it can be.
I found that some of the best things I learned from being in the military were teamwork. Because you work as a team if you're going on a mission, and also leadership skills, because there are some organizations in the civilian side of the world that don't do leadership certainly as well as the military does.
Oh, yes. I completely agree that leadership and teamwork are critical to any military organization. And that will make you a better person when you're no longer in the military. I also think, I mean, the Air Force, those core values, integrity first, service for self, excellence in all we do. I mean, it was easy to memorize and easy to live that for 20 years. And then once you've done it for 20 years, you kind of, it's part of who you are. And so I think that really helped me to become the person I am today.
Terrific. Did you come from a military family yourself?
Quite a few military members. My grandfather retired as a chief master sergeant from the Air Force in the 1960s. My father was in the Army Reserve for many years as a veterinarian. And I also have a lot of uncles and other family members who were in the military for, you know, limited periods of time.
Okay. Family business, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sir.
Well, Sean, any final thoughts you'd like to pass along to those who are listening about life choices, Mount Carmel, and, you know, dealing with issues and, you know, because you have a very unique story. And again, thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you very much for saying so. The final message I would say is just that you are a unique individual. Don't feel like just because you did one thing in the military that that's what you're going to have to do when you get out, or even what you have to keep doing it in the military. Like, find your purpose, find who you are and what makes you go, and then do that, and you'll be more successful in life and more of a happy person.
When will you find out about possibly leading some Air Force Junior ROTC in this area?
Well, sir, so I put my application in and I did an interview over this past weekend with a current instructor, Colonel John Ullman at Vista Ridge High School. And so now I'm just waiting on the Air Force to tell me I'm good to go, and then I can start interviewing at high schools.
Well, terrific. We wish you much success if that is going to be your future endeavor.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
All right. It was good to meet you. Sean Sindler, again, 20-year veteran. He's a retired major. Looking forward to hopefully starting a new career as an Air Force junior ROTC instructor, and a great story. And again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. This is Tactical Advantage. Mike Lewis filling in for John Register today.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And there's some great upcoming events that you may want to take advantage of coming to Mount Carmel. The Senior Health and Wellness Fair, sponsored by Medicare Mentors, as we mentioned, will be on August 28th from 10 to 2. Music program every Monday at 5 o'clock. The Art Expression Group meets Mondays at 5:30 in the afternoon as well. Mount Carmel Quilters get together Monday evenings at 6. They have yoga Tuesdays at 5 o'clock. Reboot Group meets Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. That helps veterans and their family members overcome trauma. Family Art Expression is every Wednesday at 5:30. The Women's Veterans Group meets at Mount Carmel on Fridays from 12:30 to 1:30. A financial wellness workshop. This is a really good one. It's the last one, and it's going to be Wednesday, August 11th at Mount Carmel. Write it down, 6 to 7:30, a financial wellness workshop. A free food distribution will happen again on Thursday, August 12th. If you know someone who's in need, that'll be at 11 o'clock. And Tai Chi is going to be held on Saturday mornings at 10. Again, I'm Mike Lewis in for John Register. You're listening to The Tactical Advantage.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wire Nut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on kppfradio.podbean.com. Tactical Advantage is a production of KPPF, 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM.